They didn't win, but we did see them. The band that did win, Numb Dame, is excellent.
Yeah, they're real good.
We're not going to play them. We're going to play the Goat String Orchestra. So.
Yay.
Thank you for listening.
Breaking the rules. Here I am up there playing the fool. There are strange lights on the mountain. I wonder if you built a follow fountain. If you never did let go of all of your vices, if you stayed, let them grow. Look where your life is. Do you want to stay the same? Or let the strange lights in and learn to say your name in vain. Your body is covered in jewels. Well, I'm just a minor, minus my two. There are such heights on the mountain. Not climb, and I'll circle around them. Wouldn't you like it if you never did let go of all the old vices? If and say to let them grow. Look where your life is. Do you want to stay the same? Or let the strange lights in and learn to say your name in vain. My hair in the wind whistles blues. Knows that it'll soon be as bald as a moon. Craters once were mountains. Oh, corn tossy rocks hold up the fountain. Would you like it if you never did let go of all of your vices? If instead you let them grow. Look where your life is. Do you want to stay the same? Or let the strange life sin and learn to say your name in vain? Another life. enough to pour a drink, but just one drink won't be enough to put myself to sleep. I once was drunk on you, so very stumbly compelled. Now I'm not sure you ever were. I once was drunk on you, so very stumbly compelled. So guided, bound and well. From the vagina, when I sobered up, you're already gone. No shit out of luck.
No! is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Welcome back to Visual Media. I'm Iz.
I'm Charlie.
We just heard the Goat String Orchestra, Against Me, which a few weeks ago I read Laura Jane Grace's autobiography memoir. It's great. It's kind of miserable, a lot of it, but it ends well. I mean, obviously. So I recommend. And then you heard Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest.
Yeah, Car Seat Headrest.
We love Car Seat Headrest.
It is the time for Car Seat Headrest. Winter and making a door less open, yes. Hand in hand.
Yes, yes, yes. Last year, I was in the dorms at UBC. I lived in Orchard Commons. I lived on the 5th floor. And in the winter, Charlie would come over a lot. And at night, in the winter, if we looked out our window, my window, but he would also be there, and it was, especially if it was snowy or rainy, the streetlights and the darkness and just kind of a little bit of the Vancouver misery. We love Vancouver, but you know, you live here, presumably. Anyway, that combined, it had the vibe that listening to Car Seat Headrest has. But second of all, it looked very, very similar to the album cover for Making a Door Less Open.
Yeah. That, and then listening to Life Worth Missing.
Oh, God. Staring
out the window.
Brutal activity. Especially at like 2 a.m.
It's what winter's for.
It's true. So if you're listening to this and you currently live in Orchard Commons Bartlett House in one of the windows that looks out towards West Mall, great winter activity for you to do.
Would recommend.
Yeah. That was not off. That song we just heard, Sober to Death, was not off of Making a Door Less Open. It was off of Twin Fantasy.
Yes. The newer version, not the original.
Yes.
Which sounds very different and is a little off-putting if you're not paying attention.
Yes. Point of contention in the Car Seat Headrest community. Which is better, face-to-face or mirror-to-mirror? Face-to-face is the new version. Mirror-to-mirror is the old version. Which one do you like more?
I have more of an emotional attachment to face-to-face, so...
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mirror to Mirror, is that on Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. A lot of Car Seat Headrest music is just on Bandcamp. Like probably half of it, especially his older music.
Yeah.
But this one is, why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
Charlie's giving me a look. Anyway, you're going to hear some Korean Gut, some The Garden, and some other stuff right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for listening. Hold on, it's not loading. Having a really fun time with UBC Nest Wi-Fi right now. But wait, here we are. You just heard Lava Flow by Korean Gut, and I am stalling while I'm waiting for an ad to play in front of our next song, and we're ready now. Thank you for tuning in.
Come ahead with the skates, how I get
legend. What should they know it be? What should they know it be?
That's the end of the video.
Hey, don't touch my vines. Those are props.
Oh, I'd kill to see you again. Love's a game. I played the fool. I was wasted on your perfume. Yeah, you turned into a mess, but I must confess, oh, that I've never felt so alive. Well, that's a lesson learned.
You showed me
why. No, you taught me how to hurt. Searching for solace and comfort, and I don't know if I can carry on. They called me crazy, and they're right. I had a multitude of sickly dispositions. You did my mind. Instead, you taught me how to. But not alone. Oh, if love is a game, then I only play to lose. Because empires will rise and fall like tides, and I'll live through it all. But it won't mean anything without you.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support called voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
Welcome back to Visual Media.
Hi.
Charlie's here. You just heard, what did you just hear? You heard Korean Gut with Lava Flow, The Garden with Orange County Punk Rock Legend, which is a song that is currently on my Spotify on repeat. I love it. Charlie doesn't like it.
It's fine.
And then you heard, wait, did you? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought we already played it. I'm mixed up, y'all. It's 2 weeks of finals.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, I'm done, but I don't know. I'm still, you know how it is if you're in school.
Final season.
It's final season. Anyway, then you heard Motel 67 and then Cowboy Malfoy with How I'd Kill. My girlfriend likes that song. Shout out Allie in Minneapolis. She put it on a playlist. Anyway.
Yeah.
There was something that we were going to talk about.
I do not remember. Was it Boston Pizza?
It was Boston Pizza. Charlie was telling me how his coworkers in Ontario were going to Boston Pizza.
And I won't be there because I'm currently in Vancouver right now. And they are all in Ontario.
What do you guys think of Boston Pizza? You don't have to answer that. I've never been there, but...
Have you not?
I've never been, no.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm American.
Do they not have Boston Pizza in America?
not in Minnesota.
That's so weird.
I don't know. I almost went this summer. I have family in Saskatchewan, and we were in Yorkton, which is a city with 40,000 people. It's one of the biggest cities in Saskatchewan. Not like the big cities, but you know. It's a hub of stores and businesses and et cetera for the surrounding small towns of 15 to 5,000-ish people. We were there, and I was looking at the Boston Pizza menu online, and I was trying to get everyone, my great aunt and my mom, to go. It didn't end up working out, but because in Saskatchewan, I don't know if they have this in other locations, I think it's a new thing, but they have pierogi pizza.
I haven't been to Boston Pizza in so long, also because I know so many people who work there, and their stories kind of gross me out.
That's kind of fair. I think that's a lot of food service, though. I am going to look up Boston Pizza's menu right now so that we can get to the bottom of this. BostonPizzaMenu.google.com.
Also, don't ever order pizza from Boston Pizza. Not for, like, actual reasons. I just don't ever feel like it when we're getting Boston Pizza.
That's fair.
So I can't say I know the menu off the top of my head.
I'm looking at it right now. As it appears, they do not currently... Wait. Yes, they do. Spicy pierogi, starred with a spicy... Sour cream, bacon, cactus cut potatoes. What is a cactus cut potato?
It's like the grid ones, I'm pretty sure.
The grid ones. Okay. Pizza, you know. Mozzarella, cheddar, green onions, and a dollop of sour cream. So there's no pierogies on it.
I'm actually pretty sure my brother has ordered that pizza.
I'm trying to look at the picture of this right here. I'm going to have to lean out of the microphone, so if I knock against it, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm looking at... I leaned in to really get a good look at this photo. There seems to be pierogies on it.
Is there?
I think, maybe. Come over here.
I cannot tell.
Anyway, we neither endorse nor condemn Boston Pizza. We are Boston Pizza neutral, officially.
Yes.
If you have tried the spicy pierogi pizza at Boston Pizza, shoot me an email at visualmediaradio@gmail.com.
Is that a real address?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never gotten an email. It just seems to be a good thing to have.
Yeah. No, I see why.
Yeah. Anyway, music time. We love music.
Yeah.
Here on the radio.
I don't know why I laughed. We do.
Anyway, music time.
I stopped coming, my hair walked on mountains, I've walked over graves, I've stepped in rivers that bear the wrong name, and now I see the same old tale taking a new shape. The places are all different, but the faces are the same. I can't remember the turn of the century, but I've seen thousands crushed by diplomacy. Poison in my father's blood is now running in me. It's about damn time we kill these ghosts from the river to the sea. When you're older, will you tell the story?
Yeah. so you think you know.
Welcome back to Visual Media. I'm Iz.
I'm Charlie.
You just heard Zulu with Where I'm From. Very good song. I just first heard that song a few days ago, a week or so ago. And before that, you heard From the River to the Sea by Sister Wife Sex Strike.
I saw them live as the opener for Apes of the State.
That's cool.
They're very good.
Yes, yes. I like that a lot. I'm not very familiar with this band, but I will be.
Wow.
Whoa. Anyway, something completely different from important and politically charged music. reality television.
Oh, yeah. Me and my friend Allie, not Iz's girlfriend, my friend Allie.
Different Allie.
we're watching The Ultimatum, which is a really weird show, and I'm not really sure why anyone would go on it. For context, it is like six couples, and they want to get married, but one of the partners doesn't want to get married. And so the other one is like, well, either marry me or we're going to break up. And so then they have to date someone else from the other six couples for like 6 weeks and then see where that goes, I guess. And then date their original partner for 6 weeks and see how that goes.
So it's sort of like swinging, but complicated.
Yes. And no one is overly happy about it, is what I've learned.
I can't imagine. Do they even get to like pick?
They do get to pick.
Okay. Okay. That's something.
The issue is that their partner is not happy about it because they're very monogamous.
Right. They should do it with poly people.
I think that would turn out better.
Yeah.
And probably not emotionally devastate people on for the sake of television.
Or no, they should. It should be monogamous people, but they have to read The Ethical Slut. That's like part of it. Like while they're, there's like book club as well. Like for every episode, they also have to read a chapter of that book. I don't know how many chapters there are. I have not read it.
I think there's a lot of episodes, so.
I mean.
Could work.
It could work. Reality TV is so weird. We're running out of ideas. I did hear one really good idea for a reality TV show that I think is going to get made. I hope gets made. It's a competitive knitting show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We should just, reality TV should just be ever more complicated crafts. They should do it with woodworking. I'm sure they do it with woodworking.
Should just be your hobby.
Competitive edition.
Yeah. Ah! I like the Forged in Fires ones where they just make weapons.
That's so cool. I haven't seen any of those.
And then they like test them out and then you get it based off like how well your knife swings and
how well your knife swings?
Yeah. Well, because if you mess up the weight then
I suppose
it's uneven and it's weird.
That's true. That's true.
No, it's a fun show.
The chocolate guy on TikTok, the guy who makes just absurdly complicated structures and items, I suppose, out of chocolate, has a reality TV show on Netflix, but unfortunately it like kind of isn't good. Like,
is this
it's structured
the one we watched
really
together?
Weird. No, we didn't watch it. I watched an episode or so with my mom.
I was gonna say, I've definitely seen this with someone else, but I couldn't remember if it was you.
It wasn't me because I didn't like it.
I don't think I did either.
Nothing against this guy or the people who make this show. It's just a really weirdly structured TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Reality TV.
Wow.
Huh. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, more important business. We've got a PSA for you. That's right. And then we're going to play more music. We got 10 minutes left of Visual Media. Next episode, so in 2 weeks, it's probably just going to be me unless we figure out, because I have to pre-record it, because I'm going to be in the United States of America. This is how people talk in the United States of America.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, British people. Anyway, and Charlie's going to be in a different country from
what?
That.
Oh, from
Canada.
The United States.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a different country.
No, I'm just making up things about Charlie. No, but the point is it would be difficult to do that.
Yeah.
We will hopefully be back in person. Not hopefully, we will be back in person next semester, probably at a different time. You will find out then. Yes. Thank you for tuning in to Visual Media on CITR 101.9 FM.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
In the shadows, he saw four eyes lit up. it's enough.
Welcome back to Visual Media. Once again, I'm Iz.
And I'm Charlie.
We got 2 minutes left.
Yay.
Up next, we have Dead Succulent Haunt, a plant and nature-based alternative music show for everyone from the experts to the overwaterers.
Yippee. I don't know what else to say about this.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You will hear from me in early January-ish, and you will hear from, hopefully, the both of us live on air, as opposed to pre-recorded, some point in mid-January. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Almost.
Have a good drive home. Thank you for listening to Visual Media on CITR 101.9 FM.